So I want to share a message this morning to sort of prep you for 2014. Now, you don't want to hear that, do you? But I want to help us to invest, if you're having a holiday, to invest it well so you can hit 2014 running and with peace and joy and faith. And so you should have received a little card there on your chair. There's a little card as well, a declaration commitment card. So it's going to be the homework that I'm going to end off with. So I want to encourage you guys to do that. But I want to share with you a message, I guess, to summarize or to give you some background. It's very much connected to how I am wired. I am never happy with status quo. I just know the Spirit of God is calling us further and higher. I'm continuously hearing the voice of God telling me there's more. There is more. And He is drawing us forward to more of Him. And so, if you can put on the first slide there, I want to speak to you about the heavenly man, living the higher life. Sort of a theme that I've touched on a few times already in the past, of living a higher life. So there's an image of a staircase, and I'm just going to use it sort of as a parable of what I want to share this morning. But there is a heavenly reality that becomes available to us the moment we are born again. The moment you commit your life to Jesus Christ, it's like the heavenly reality becomes available to you. You see, the moment you come to Christ, the moment you are born again, your spirit is made new. You're born into a new kingdom. You're born into the kingdom of light. You are no longer a citizen of this world. Although you might call yourself a South African, in essentially we are citizens of heaven. Primarily, before we are South African or a Zimbabwean or a Mozambican, the moment you become a Christian, your center of gravity moves to heaven. You find yourself to be planted and anchored in heaven. You are now a citizen of heaven. And so in the same way, the scripture says that before we came to Christ, we were darkness. It says, you were darkness, but now you are light. How's that for radical? That's massive. You were darkness. You were just sort of dark. You were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. You're no longer a citizen of earth. Now you are a citizen of heaven. It says, the scripture says, you were dead in your sin before you come to Christ, but says now you are alive in Him. So it's like a dead man that's come to life. Can you see the difference? This is very significant. It's huge, the difference. But in the same way, when you're born, we are born into this new reality, the heavenly reality. Citizens in heaven, light, alive. Incredible promises that Scripture gives us. Yet, unfortunately, not many people experience the fullness of the heavenly reality. And so I want to give us sort of a guide to how can you and I receive more of the heavenly reality. And so I saw sort of a picture of a staircase a few weeks ago. We were praying, and there were a few things bugging me, you know, on my mind. And as we were praying, I just saw this. I saw a picture of the staircase. I saw a man walking up the staircase, and at the top there was this open door, a door into heaven. And I felt God saying to me, whisper to my heart, come higher. Come higher. Because where you are if you're at the bottom of that staircase, you're not seeing what I'm seeing. You're not experiencing what I've made available to you. You're living in the earthly, not in the heavenly. And so many of us are like that man at the bottom. It's dark at the bottom. We find ourselves in a place where we are wrestling with sin. We find ourselves in a place where we're wrestling with fears. We find ourselves in darkness. We found ourselves sort of the old us. Even though we might be Christian, we find ourselves in that earthly realm. And so God wants us to go up the staircase. He wants us to move higher. And that's so the cry of my heart. That's so I'm saying, okay, God, I know I want to move up that staircase because I don't want to be moved by the challenges of this life. I don't want to be moved by the media. I don't want to be moved by, oh, there's another chaos somewhere or this crisis or this challenge. I don't want to be moved by that. I want to be moved by you because I know you are the higher reality. And your reality can transform this earthly reality. And that's the cry of my heart. And God, you've called us to change this earthly reality, not to succumb to the earthly reality, to become a victim of our surroundings or the forces around us. Okay, so we want to move up the staircase. We want to be influencers of this earth, but you cannot when you're at the bottom. You cannot when you're spiritually speaking, living in the earthly realm. And so, it was just good for me. Yesterday, we went to Freer Hospital and went to the pediatric ward with the kids to give them some gifts. And I just realized before the time, we can't just give them gifts. We must pray for them. You know, we can't just do something in the natural. We must bring God onto the scene. And so it's great. So we chatting to the kids and praying for some of them. And then we were praying for this one girl. And I saw across the room there was a lady lying on the floor. She was a mom of a little baby who was very sick. And she was lying on the floor and she really didn't look good. You know, she didn't look in good space. And she heard us praying for this other child and then she asked us to pray for her. So she's lying on the floor. She said she's dizzy. She can hardly speak. She's really not in good space. And so we prayed for her and then suddenly she said she feels better. And then at some stage she felt something happening in her stomach, something's weird happening. And then we prayed for her again. And it's amazing, just after that, she got up. She spoke normally. She was completely fine. She went to get a little baby, came back with a baby, and I started to share with her, asked her, do you know Jesus? Do you have a relationship with Jesus? She's from Queenstown. And then she said, no, well, I knew him when I was younger, but I've turned away from him. So I just asked her, well, do you want to return? Do you want to recommit your life to Jesus? That's basically all I said. And she said, yes. So I prayed with her, and I led her in the sinner's prayer. You know, sometimes you pray the sinner's prayer with somebody, you know, nothing's happening here. You know, they're just going through the motions. She couldn't pray. She was so weeping under the presence and the power of God. It was just beautiful. The Lord really touched her. And for me, that's what we're called to do. That's where we're called to live. Little old me walking into a place. You're sick. Let's pray for you. Oh, you're better. Do you know Jesus? Let's introduce you to Jesus again. And they meet him. You know, but each and every one of us should live in that realm. You know, when Jesus lived, he would walk into a hospital, no one would be sick. He would heal everyone. Wouldn't that be so cool? If you and I could walk into a place, we could just walk into a situation and see it turn. Because we're living in the heavenly reality. We're bringing heaven to earth. We're not just living in an earthly, we're not just another victim. We didn't walk into a hospital, somebody's sick, oh, well, let's pray. But you know that's not going to work, okay? It's like you're just going through a religious motion, you know it's not really going to change. But to walk into a situation to say, God, I know God's going to heal you right now. And it's not for the special ones, it's for all of us. So how do we ascend those stairs? How do we go higher? I'm going to read a verse here, Psalm 24, verse 3. I read it earlier at the beginning of the service as well. It says, who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? So it speaks there of ascending the hill of the Lord, moving into the spirit realm, ascending the heavenlies. Or who may stand in his holy place? The holy place is his throne room. Who may stand in his throne room? And then it goes on to say, he has clean hands and a pure heart. And then later on it says, this is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. But this is where I'm at. You know, it's like I'm continuously hearing there's a call to come higher. There's a call to be more. There's a call for each and every one of us to be more than what we currently are in the natural. And it's simply if we just look at what the scripture says. So if we go higher, we start seeing things from God's perspective. Brilliant message last week about the whole earth is full of glory. And you know, and when we move higher, then we find ourselves to become not an earthly man, but a heavenly man, a heavenly woman, a changed being. No longer as you were before. Look at these verses, 1 Corinthians 15, 47 to 49, that speaks of the heavenly man. It says, the first man was of the earth, that's Adam, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven, Jesus Christ. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. We are weak, we are frail, we are small, we are insignificant in ourselves. But then it says, but as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. That so spoke to me when I read it. For as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And I believe that speaks of you and me as believers. We are called to be heavenly, to be as Christ, to be as He is. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, let us, there's two different translations. The one says we shall, but there's no one that says let us also bear the image of the heavenly man. And if I read the rest of Scripture, I see over and over again promises and in the Scriptures of us, you and me, becoming heavenly beings. Walking on earth, frail, small, insignificant, but somehow also seated in the heavenlies to bring transformation and change. So for me, it speaks of two dimensions of living. Earthly living, and then the earthly man lives earthly, and then the Lord from heaven, the heavenly man living in the heavenlies. And when we return to Christ, this transformation happens in you and me. But suddenly we're different. Suddenly we start living on a higher realm, a higher reality. And that's what God wants. The heavenly realm comes and overshadows us. And suddenly that earthly part of us is not so on the foreground anymore. And now the heavenly starts to reign in us. You see, first we need to take up our place as heavenly beings so that we can release heaven on earth. An earthly being, an earthly man can only release that which is earthly and fleshly. But a heavenly being like Jesus Christ can step into a scenario and bring heaven to earth. So what are you bringing? What are you bringing to the table? When you step into a scenario, are you coming as an earthly being who cannot change anything? Or are you stepping into a scenario as a heavenly being bringing heaven to earth? Where do you stand? How do we do this? I believe it's by faith. It's by faith. It's by holding on to. I'm going to share with you three significant truths. And I'm hopefully going to build this in previous messages. I'm going to look at each of them separately. When we embrace these truths, then when they become a reality in us, when we truly have faith in these truths, these realities, I believe then grace is extended upon us and we actually start living in that heavenly reality. So let us bear the image of the heavenly man. Who wants to be in the image of the heavenly man? Who wants to be a heavenly being? I'm sure you all want to. And so we can declare this. I am no longer a man of dust. I am no longer a man of the earth. I am now a heavenly man. I live in a new reality, the heavenly reality. I am seated with Christ in the heavenlies. I am now royalty. I am a son of God. I am a co-heir with Christ. I have a new perspective on life as I set my mind on things above. Doesn't that just sound so good? And each of us needs to start declaring that over our lives. So how do we go higher? Okay, three central truths. First one, a heavenly identity. You need to know that you have now a heavenly identity. You were born with an earthly identity. When you turned to Christ, you stepped into a heavenly identity, which defines us, a new identity. You are not born from beneath, you are born from above, the Scripture says. So we need to put on this new identity so that we may know who we are in Christ, a heavenly being. It's like being clothed with a new body. Clothed with His glory, a new identity. You see, our earthly identity is the following. I'm a sinner. We are all sinners. I'm an enemy of God. Man, condemnation and guilt They are my friends. Always falling short. Never good enough. Earthly identity. Always falling short. Have you ever felt like that? Just continuously falling short. Not enough, not good enough, not far enough. Just a sinner. Wrestling with my sin. Wrestling with my sin nature. Always battling to be who I know I should be, but feeling condemned and guilty. That's the earthly identity. And then the heavenly identity is the following. Now you need to say this with me. This is interactive church. Okay. I'm going to help you not to practice. You're going to do this for the rest of the month. Okay, you must say the following. It's all based on scripture. I am dead to sin. I am alive to God. I am a new creation. I am a son of God. I am welcome in my Father's presence. I am loved by God. I am celebrated. All of heaven conspires together in my favor. I have great favor resting upon my life. And I receive all of this for free. A gift from God. Therefore, I have great confidence. For I am righteous. I am innocent. I am a heavenly man. And ladies, I'm a heavenly woman. Now let's look at a verse that actually speaks of this. But this is something that really has spoken to me. I have begun to make declarations, just as I have now had you do. I've started, instead of reading scripture passively from a distance, that's so nice. You know, wow, that was wonderful 2,000 years ago. Wow, awesome, you know. And I get on with life as normal earthly man. Nothing changes. But I've realized that every promise in scripture is for me and for you. Let me shock you. I am the Lord's favorite. In all of the world, I am His favorite. You're thinking, how arrogant. You can also be the Lord's favorite if you would believe it. If you would believe it, if you would embrace the promises of God and make it your own, you can say, man, I'm also the Lord's favorite. He's big. He can listen to a million people at the same time. We can all be His favorite. Oh, you're my favorite and my favorite. But the question is, do you believe it? It's impossible to connect with God if you don't have faith. If you're always in guilt and condemnation, and I'm just a bad sinner, and I am useless, I'm never good enough, I'm not cutting it, I haven't done enough, then you don't know His love and His fullness and His kindness and His presence. But when you start being like a little child, I mean, it's amazing to listen to Vian, 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, they, man, you tell them they're beautiful or lovely or whatever. I know. Obviously, come on. And God wants us to be childlike. Childlike in our innocence and childlike in our confidence. Saying, God, I know. Man, you love me. You love me so much. Can you say that with confidence? Do you know that He loves you? Do you know that He backs you? Do you know that you can step into any situation and bring change, for heaven backs you? Heaven is with you. God is for you. Or we're just victims to circumstances and situations. Look at this verse, Romans 5, 18 to 19, speaks of some of this. Therefore, as through one man's offense, that's Adam, his original sin, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation. If you experience condemnation, you're living like an earthly man. Condemnation just blames you and shames you. Conviction causes you to turn to Christ. Okay, condemnation is not the will of God for us anymore. Even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men. Let's say that, free gift. Through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men. Free gift given. Can you work for a gift? You can, but you'll offend me. If I want to give you a gift, they say, no, I don't want to give you, I'm going to wash your car first. Now, that will offend me. No, I want to bless you. You don't have to do anything. I just want to, now, God, the Father is coming to us. I love you, my child. I love you with all of my heart. I know that you were just an earthly man. You were in darkness. You were dead in your sin. But I have made a way through my Son, Jesus Christ. He's done it all for you. All you need to do now is by faith receive the gift. The gift of freedom. The gift of a new nature. The gift of purity and holiness. It says they're resulting in justification of life. Justification, you're innocent. All the sin you've ever committed in your life, the moment you turn to Christ, God says you're innocent, as if you've never sinned. As if you've never sinned. That's beautiful. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. How are we made righteous? By faith in Jesus Christ. Taking up our heavenly position, and then obedience flows from our lives. Then we start living obedient lives. It transforms us. Free gift, just receive it. And you can also become a heavenly man or a heavenly woman. Romans 6, verse 5 to 6. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him. High five, punch the air. That's a good word. The old man. And what is the old man? That's that irritating, sinful nature that wants to stuff up the whole time. What's happened to him? Or to her? Crucified with Christ. When? 2,000 years ago. That the body of sin might be done away with. That we should no longer be slaves of sin. The body of sin has been done away with. If you are continuously wrestling with your sinful nature, then you are living as an earthly man. And many people stay there for all of their lives. There is a higher reality where we break free from that losing match to a place where our desires are changed. We live a higher reality. Sin doesn't have any hold on us anymore. If you read the verse, it says, no longer slaves of sin. So if you're a slave of sin, then you're living as an earthly man, earthly woman. That the body of sin might be done away with. It is gone. That's good news. My goodness. You can speak to your sin. You can speak when those things come and say, no. I am dead. The old me is dead. I'm living as a new creation in Christ. I am changed. You literally need to start speaking then so that you can step into that place. There's a heavenly reality where we live as heavenly beings, no longer bound by sin or sinful desires, but we are free. Made new in God. Amen. The power of the cross. The power of the cross helps us to step into that new reality. So often we fear sin. I think I've been there in that space in my life earlier. I was afraid of sin. Do you know that what you fear, if you fear something, you will serve it. If you fear the devil, you will serve him. If you fear sin, you will serve it. Don't fear sin, hate sin. Hate sin with all your heart. But sin has been dealt with. You know, the whole sin is like a heat-seeking missile. It's looking for a spot to hit. Do you know that our heat has been removed in a sense? That has allowed sin to latch onto us, it's been removed because the body of sin has been removed when we live as a heavenly being. So the heat-seeking missile is coming, it's coming, it's like, oh, chrit. There's no one to hit now. Jesus said, the enemy is coming and he has nothing in me. Jesus lived as a heavenly man, as a heavenly being. The enemy has nothing to latch on when we start walking in our new identity, a heavenly identity. So that's the first one. You have a new heavenly identity. Secondly, we have a new heavenly position. A new position. The Bible says, Scripture says, we are seated with Christ in the heavenlies. So we can take up a new position in Christ, a place of authority. Authority to impact and an authority to unleash heaven. You see, the heavenly man unleashes heaven on earth. The earthly man can only release the earthly and the fleshly. Okay, so a few lies from the earthly man. A few lies that so often we buy. It says, I am a victim. I have no authority over my circumstances. I'm a puppet to other people's decision-making or forces governing this world. I'm a puppet to the economy. I'm a puppet to my boss's decision-making. I'm a puppet to this or that. You could say, I have no way out of this. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. You know, so I'm just the victim. You could say, I am alone. I don't know who's going to help me. You could say, I'm just a beggar waiting for a handout. You could say, I'm powerless. Don't know what to do. And then fear comes and anxiety and worry. And things come and sit on us that steal our joy. Or we can then take up our heavenly position. Okay, are you ready for another declaration? Let's say it. Heavenly truths. I am seated in heaven with Christ. I have great authority, power, and influence in Christ. I am a leader of leaders. I command the forces of heaven in Jesus' name. I am not alone. When I pray, God hears me. When I speak, things happen. I am an ambassador for Christ. So all of heaven backs me. I am a world changer. I walk in, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I know where I am seated, at the right hand of my Heavenly Father, who is for me and loves me greatly. I have authority to unleash heaven on earth. Amen. You're now speaking like world changers here. This is awesome. Now you need to start saying those things, speaking those things over your life, and still until you start believing it. Faith is the key to unlock the power and the grace and the fullness of God in your life. All of heaven is standing ready. The armies of heaven are standing ready. They are just waiting for somebody who believes. That's what the scripture says. The eyes of the Lord are looking to and fro throughout all the earth, looking for those whose hearts are loyal to Him, meaning who has faith, who puts their trust in Him. And heaven will back us. Ephesians 2 verse 4 to 7, touching some of these declarations. It says, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us. His great love. Oh, I love that. His great love with which He loved us. You are loved. You are greatly loved. You are His favorite in all the world. Don't listen to the lie that says, oh, God listens to the pastor, not to little old me. He listens to anyone who would put their trust in Him. Anyone who would put their trust in Him. Because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, we were dead in trespasses, but He made us alive together with Christ. For by grace you've been saved. You didn't earn it. It was a gift, unmerited favor. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You see, I've not been lying. It's the truth. It's biblical. Raised us up together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You and me, we're seated in a place of power and authority. Power and authority. I've seen this over and over again this past year. Every time I come with childlike confidence, God, I know You hear me. And God, I know You're going to do it. He does. It's incredible. He moves when we come. It's like something supernatural that shifts in your heart. You just have faith that knows, God, I'm gonna speak now, and lives are gonna be changed. Because I know you back me. Because I know I'm seated in the heavenly places. I am no longer an earthly man. I am a heavenly man. I'm no longer wrestle with sin and rubbish and negativity and all those things. I am a new man. I'm a new creation in Christ. So what's in your mouth? What do you speak? What do you speak on a daily basis? What do you think? Standing in front of the mirror, he's so ugly. No, that's not of God, okay? That's the devil. That's the devil speaking. You must say, I'm too sexy for my shirt. I'm kidding. See, that's why I'm married to this beautiful, gorgeous, humble woman. If I would do that, she'd clap me. Hey! Don't do that. But what are you thinking? And what are you speaking over your life? Because your words will lead your heart. The words you speak will determine what you experience in life. Not that alone, it doesn't stand on its own, but your words as well will influence if you will have the fullness of the presence and the power and the promises of God. That's why God came to Abram and he said, Abram, your name is no longer Abram, your name is now Abraham, father of nations. So every time somebody would call his name, they would be saying, you're the father of nations. You're the father of nations. You're the father of nations. He had no kids, but you're the father of nations. You're the father of nations. Every time, oh, hi, what's your name? Abraham. I'm the father of nations. So and then his breakthrough came. Then he received a child. So what words are you speaking? Are you agreeing with God? That's what God is telling me over and over again. Agree with me. I know where you are at right now. It doesn't seem as it's ever going to be. I mean, these promises are way out there from where you're sitting. But just agree with me. Just say it is so. Okay, God, I agree. I'm a son of God. I'm holy, I'm pure. I'm called of God, I'm anointed. Oh, let's do that again. Say that I am a Holy Spirit magnet and an encounter machine. What does that mean? That means the Holy Spirit wants to be with you. Don't receive the guilt and the condemnation. Don't receive the lies, oh, I haven't read my Bible in a week or a month or a year. He's not going to be happy. He just wants you to come. Like a loving dad, he just wants you to come, sit on his lap, and enjoy him. Just come. How do you approach your times with the Lord? Do you come, oh, freak it. I'm already guilty before I've started. This is never going to work. No, you must come like, yee, papa, you come. It's me, your favorite son. Oh, I know your arms are wide open. You're a good God. You love me. You want me to be with you. You've prepared the whole way, everything. You've shed the blood of Christ. You've made the way. My sin nature's and say, cuss, I am free. And I'm here. How do you come? Oh, God, it's me again. You remember me? Oh, it's me. Yeah, Peter. You know? Or whatever. No. Come like a child. Come boldly. Come confidently. It defines us. And then it says they raised us up together, made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Why? That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. So he's raised us up so that he can reveal his exceeding grace to the world out there. His excessive kindness. His overwhelming goodness. He wants to reveal that to the whole world. And so we must be seated there. That's the truth. You are seated, but some of us are still at the bottom of that staircase because all the lies we believe. Okay, so the first one is heavenly identity. Second one, a heavenly position. And now the third one, just very shortly, a heavenly perspective. And that connects with last week's message that Amos shared about seeing the unseen. We have a new perspective. A new perspective. To sort of summarize it as well, you know, a heavenly identity. I'm clothed with glory. A heavenly position. I'm positioned in glory. Heavenly perspective. All that I am seeing is glory. Isaiah 6. It was a time of transition. The king has died. There was insecurity of the future, of what's going to happen. What's going to happen? I mean, there's a new king probably coming. We don't know what's going to happen. The nation is in chaos. And then God appears to Isaiah and he draws him up into heaven. And he says, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. And then he saw the angels singing, holy, holy, holy. The whole earth is full of his glory. I once heard, I think Rick Joyner shared this, but he just asked the question, God, how is that possible? How is it possible to, as the angel said, the whole earth is full of your glory? And he felt God whisper to his heart saying, when you dwell in my glory, all that you will see will be my glory. When you dwell in my glory, all that you will see will be my glory. You will see the glory of God. That's a heavenly perspective. That's a heavenly perspective. Doesn't matter what challenge you're facing, suddenly you have faith for it. You know, from above, mountains look small. From below, they look big. So God wants us to rise up to a place where we know there's always a solution. Always a solution for any challenge we face because God is with us. Colossians 3, verse 1 to 4. Ending off with this verse. If then you were raised with Christ, again confirming you have been raised to a new position in Christ, seek those things which are above, the heavenly things, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. So set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Now this is a key one. Again, it's your mind. What is your mind set on? Is your mind set on all the lies? Or is your mind set on, you know, when I go to school or when I go to work, they treat me with such disrespect. You know, nobody's any respect for me. They're treating me like an idiot. I'm probably an idiot. And so you allow the earthly voices to minister to you and form you. But when you as a child is connected to your heavenly father, you know, dad saying, I'm awesome. My dad says, I rock. I'm going to believe his voice. I'm going to reject the other voices. So set your mind on things above. And this is a challenge as well. If we continuously set our mind on earthly things, then it pulls our thinking down. We need to set our mind on things above. Okay, declaration time. I am. No longer an earthly being with an earthly perspective and merely walking in the flesh. I am now a heavenly being with a heavenly perspective, and my spirit is seated in heaven. I walk in and by the power of the Holy Spirit. I am different. I am greatly beloved. And that's the truth. We're going to have communion now. So we can just get the communion elements. And while they bring it, I want to quickly share with you about this card. My challenge for you for the next 30 days is to begin making declarations like we just did over your life. To actively and proactively, every morning when you get up, to start declaring the truth over your life. So what we've done, there's a book, basically called the Declaration Book. It gives you 30 reasons why declarations are powerful, and then there's a daily declaration, like say something about peace, and then loads of things about peace, etc. So we're going to... We can email to you, I'm going to email a third of the book to you. So 10 days of declarations and 10 reasons why you need to make declarations. And you can buy the book online. In the document there will be a link you can follow. You can buy it for 100 Rand. You can download the PDF for yourself. It's a guy from Bethel Church. Okay, so you need to take the declaration card and you need to say, I commit to making daily declarations for the next 30 days. Good declarations. Biblical declarations. Okay? And then you need to tick, please send me the declaration book and we'll email it to you. The first 10 days of 30 and the first 10 reasons why you need to make declarations. So are you ready to ascend that staircase into heaven? To be a heavenly man or a heavenly woman? Then you need to start agreeing with God and the truth. Start getting the truth in your mouth and setting your mind on heavenly things. Okay, so this is my challenge for you for the next 30 days. To say, God, every day, I'm going to set time aside. I'm going to renounce the lies and we're going to start speaking the truth over my life. I'm going to declare it. I'm going to pray it in Jesus' name. And so we're having communion now to remind ourselves of what Jesus has done. The finished work of the cross. It is finished. You don't need to add to the cross. You don't need to work for anything. You can just receive everything Jesus has done for you. Hallelujah. So take a moment, just pray in your own words. Thank Him for His body that was broken. Thank Him for the provision He has made. Him that you are a heavenly man or a heavenly woman. Identity is absolutely defining. It determines where you are anchored. So Father, we thank You. Thank You, Lord, that we're no longer darkness. If we have surrendered our lives to You and following You, God, then we are light. We are the light in Christ. Thank You, Lord, that we were dead in our sins, but no more. It's a lie that we have to struggle with sin for the rest of our lives. The truth is, we are alive in Christ. And so, Lord, we want to awaken to righteousness right now. We ask that the fullness of the victory on the cross would now flood into our lives, God. That we would ascend that staircase. That we would ascend the heavenlies. And no longer be of the earth, but be of heaven. Born from above. And so God, we thank You that whatever is born of God overcomes this world. We will overcome every circumstance, every challenge, every evil. We will overcome, for we are born from above. And so Lord, as we partake of this bread that represents Your broken body, we celebrate You, Jesus. We celebrate Your fullness. We celebrate the way that You've prepared for us. We celebrate that You have come to save us, God. We celebrate, God, that You have drawn us closer. Bless You and receive it in Jesus' name. Let's eat together. So, Lord, we thank You. Thank you for the shed blood. You died so that we could live. You died so that we could receive resurrection life. You ascended into heaven so that we could join you and sit with you at the right hand of the Father. No longer victims, men and women of authority, power, resources, ability, potential, creativity, ingenuity, wisdom, knowledge. For with Christ we are able to do all things. For with Christ we are able to do all things. And so God, we commit this month into your hands, Lord, and January as well, the next 6 weeks or so. God, we declare that we will overcome in whatever sphere we find ourselves, whether it be work, whether it be holiday, whether it be with family and friends. Wherever, whenever, we declare the kingdom is going to come. Abundance. Abundance of joy, peace, grace, goodness, love, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. We ascend by the blood of Christ. We ascend the mountain of the Lord, the hill of the Lord. We take our place of authority. Just take a moment, pray in your own words. Thank Him that you can now take up your seat of authority. Take up your place in Him. Place of freedom. Truth that sets us free. Declaration to expose the lies of the enemy. Just declare the following with all your heart and say, I am no longer a wretched sinner. I am now a holy child of God. Thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, we expose that lie. Being wretched sinners. Yes, we were. We were darkness. But no more. No longer. We expose these lies of the enemy, these accusations, to try and sell us these deception. That we're just wretched sinners. And we're never going to overcome the sins or the challenges in our lives. We declare we will overcome, for we are more than conquerors in Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus, let your blood now just wash us clean, pure, holy, and establish this new God nature in us, the very image of Jesus Christ. Let's drink together. Agree with God, agree with the truth, go and meditate, sit upon those truths until you start believing it. And let's hit 2014 running.